Let's go to the Word of God, the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6. Hallelujah. Are you there? We're going to start reading from verse 14. The Bible says, "Do not be unequally yoked with non-believers, for what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness, or what fellowship has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial, or what portion does a believer share with an unbeliever? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God, as God said, I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, go out from their midst and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. David, keep it low. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord again. This is a call of separation. Every time God wants to use a nation, every time God wants to use individual people, God has to bring them out from among them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because there are times when we are in the crowd, we get confused from what God is saying. Praise the Lord. Because you may end up being mixed up with people that have no heart for God, who are not in tune with the heaven's demand. And that can be family members, that can be friends, that can be the culture where you live in, that is preventing you to go to church, that is preventing you to pray, that is preventing you to seek the face of God. And God cannot use you in a certain environment. When God wants to use someone, he has to separate them from a demonic environment, from an environment that influences them in a negative way, so that they are able to come to a place where they are able to hear the word of God, where they are able to hear the demand of God, where they are able to hear the direction of God. Glory be to God. So God put a requirement that come out from among them, because there are things that they are doing that God hates. Hallelujah. Glory be to God of heaven and the earth. Do you know, sometimes we do things casually, and we think that God is happy, and God is not happy. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Sometimes we walk with wrong friends, and we think God is happy, and God is not happy. And sometimes we'll hear people say, "You know, I don't judge anyone. You know, I know they are living like this, but it is not high to judge." Praise the Lord Almighty. But God is questioning us, because God knows the power of association. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. And because God knows the power of association, he knows that your company has capacity to change you, even if you don't like it. You just happen to be around the thief enough to be influenced with the anointing upon them. Hallelujah. Do you know there are people that have a strange anointing of stealing? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They will steal and they will not be discovered. And when you walk with that person intimately is a matter of time before what they are begin to rub on you. When you begin to walk around with a liar, is a matter of time before the thing they have begin to rub on you. When you begin to walk with somebody who is fornicating, is a matter of time, and that behavior will begin to rub on you. So God is saying, come out and be separate. There are things that I want to do for you, with you, but the environment where you are in, the company where you are working with, I will not be able to use you like that, praise the Lord. So there are decisions that God calls men to make, praise the Lord Almighty. It may sound easy, but it is not easy. When God calls you to come out of that negative influence, when God calls you to come out of that relationship that has no future for you, praise the Lord. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? This is the word of God. Hallelujah. I have seen believers struggling with these scriptures. Even married people. I have seen people who go and marry a non-believer. Praise the Lord. They are born again, but they choose to marry somebody who is not born again. And they form a covenant. They form a partnership against the word of God. Hallelujah. They say, oh, I love him. You know, I love her. She will change. You know, if God can't change that person, you can't change them. Praise the Lord. Don't take your life for granted. Because once you make a partnership, it will be very hard to come out. Once you make a covenant, it will be very hard to come out. And that will be the end. That will be the blockage of the destiny that God wants to form with you, of the places that God wants to take you. Because the decisions you make today will determine how far you will go. There are many people that have limited their capacity. They have limited their ministry. They have limited their callings because they couldn't obey the voice of God to come out and be separate. Praise the Lord. Are we together? Do you know there are things that even us as men of God, when we begin to address biblical principles, some people will come and say, oh, that is the pastor speaking. Oh, that is the pastor speaking out of his experience. He doesn't know better. God doesn't say like that. God say like everybody, love everybody, walk with everybody. But in this scripture, the Bible put a signature that this is not the voice of man. This is not an apostle giving instruction. This is God himself speaking in his authority as a father. Hallelujah. You see, when a father speaks, he gives a signature that this is him. This is requirement. This is a pattern. This is a command. This is an instruction. Not from man, not from Pastor Lenny, hallelujah, but from God the Father. If you want to become a son unto him, if you want to become a daughter unto him, you have to be willing to come out from among them. You have to be willing to go to that wilderness. Is better to have God as a friend and have no one else as a friend. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's better for those friends to leave you and remain with God. Because when you are with God, you are with everything. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's better to be a friend of the Lord of hosts, the maker of all things, than to be a friend who are are leading you to be with friends who are leading you to hell, to be friends who are leading you to the paths of destruction, to be with friends who are leading you to lie, who are leading you to sin, who are leading you to go and rob, who are leading you to go and destroy people's life. It's better to be with God than to be with no friends. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There are times where the journey of life will lead you to the wilderness, where it will be between you and God, because there is a purpose that God wants you to carry. There is a purpose that God wants you to carry, and He has to separate you. He has to set you apart, because when you are in among the company of evildoers, you will not be able to hear the mind of God. This is how God called Jeremiah. Hallelujah. This is how God called Ezekiel. He set them apart to speak to the mountain, to speak to Jerusalem, to speak to the nation of Israel. But before that, God has to separate them. God has to sanctify them. God has to purify them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And God has to train them to hear from God. They are to go through the training to hear from God. And the Bible say, what fellowship has light with darkness? Hallelujah. What fellowship has light with darkness? If you happen to be in certain culture where people celebrate iniquity, where people celebrate transgression, where people celebrate darkness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know, when I thank God that when I came to America, I was already born again. Hallelujah. I had given my life to Jesus while I was back in Kenya, while I was in school. And the first thing that shocked me, hallelujah, when I came to America, hallelujah, not only do people do evil, but they celebrate evil. This is the place where people are not ashamed to worship Satan broad daylight. They even worship Satan. This is the place where people open shops and business to practice magic and witchcraft. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You see, sometimes the time I was living in Africa, you know, if somebody was practicing witchcraft, they will do it in hiding. You know, they will not want the public to know what they are doing. Praise the Lord. But here in America, people even celebrate the devil. People even have made holy days to celebrate death. Hey. With their children. Praise the Lord. They bring things that look like graves to their houses, and they decorate their houses and their homes with demonic things. Everywhere is darkness. They invite darkness even to the very sanctuary of God, and you expect God to come. You expect God to call you His son. You expect God to call you His daughter, and you have found yourself into this day. That's why we found even the president of this nation had to decorate things to celebrate Halloween, because the culture is calling out. Jesus is saying, come out and be among them. There is no fellowship between light and darkness. You are either of God or of darkness. You cannot be a child of God burning with the fire of God, and you are putting a thump outside of your house. For what? You are inviting an unclean spirit out of your house. You are sending your children in the name of trick and treat wherever with candies to beg for candies. You are willing to sell out the souls of your children for pieces of candy. How much cheap have we become, that we don't care anymore for the souls of our own children? We are willing to give our children to the God of death for pieces of candy. This is how low we have gone, because the enemy has managed to deceive people that is innocent. But devil is not innocent. When we see the level of violence in our land, when we see the level of death among our teenagers, it shows us that something has gone wrong. We have sold our youth to darkness. And parents, we think what we are doing is normal, it is culture, but it's consuming our children. It's consuming the minds of our children. Youths are committing suicide in a rate that we have never seen before. Youths are committing road accidents. They are committing violence in a way that we have never seen it before, because we have allowed darkness to enter. We have allowed, instead of separating ourselves, we have partnered with darkness. But we call ourselves light. A time come where you have to question everything. You can't call yourself a pastor, but you are bringing hidden practices at the altar in the name of Christmas tree. The Bible says that the women have gathered behind the tree. They are bringing cakes at the feet of the tree. These were idol practices in the Bible that God forbidden, where people used to come and bring gift. And the Bible said that the women used to knead the doves and bring to worship at the feet. Trees are symbols where of worship, of idolatry. But the devil have crept in that trees have entered the house where people come and bow to idolatry. But we don't know that tree is not a normal tree. There are demonic spirit that will be attracted to it, because the enemy from time immemorial always long to be worshipped. So, but God is not worshipped. And many people have invited these traditions to the very altar of God, to the very house of God. And they will say, oh, don't speak too much about it. You know, it is culture. It is okay. You know, even pastors, bishops, apostles that have gone to school will camouflage. They will say, you know, it's Christmas. We are celebrating Christ. Christ is not happy. Christ is not happy with what you are doing. The heart of God is not happy when life mixes with the darkness. The Bible said there shall be no fellowship between light and darkness. There shall no fellowship between righteousness and lawlessness. What accord has Christ with Belial? What accord? What partnership does Christ have with the devil? That we are bringing the devil at the altar and it doesn't bother our conscience. How far are we falling? That we are bringing darkness in the house of God and we come to praise God in there. And we think God is normal. We think God is happy. You see, there are things that we do, hallelujah, that makes the heart of God cry. There are things that we do that make God question whether we are his children. Hallelujah. Because you can't become a child of God and you behave like this. So for you to become a child of God, for you to become a son of God and a daughter of God, you have to represent his image. You have to represent the image of God. Because your life is a testimony. Your life is a testimony of victory. Your life is a testimony of mercy. Your life is a testimony of the love of God. But when a non-believer looks at your life, they need to see victory. When a non-believer looks at your life, they need to see the grace of God. They need to see the mercy of God. They need to see the light of God working in your life, working for his goodness, working for his fame, working for the glory of his name. That's what the scriptures say. They overcame the devil by the word of their testimony and by the blood of the Lamb, because their life was testifying of the gospel they were preaching. Today, does your life testify of the gospel you are preaching? Today, does your life testify of the God you believe in? Today, does your ministry testify of the God you serve? There is something that the ministry of the apostle had. It had testimony. It had testimony. It had testimony. That's why they wrote the things they wrote. That's why Apostle Paul addressed this issue to the Corinthians church, because there was a problem in Corinthians. Hallelujah. There was an issue. There was too much idolatry in the land of Corinth. And they were bringing the mixture of the worship of these idols to the very temple of God. Because their people, because of status, they were still going to these meetings to partner and eat food sacrificed to idols for the sake of friendship, for the sake of fame. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In Corinthians, there was a tradition. Hallelujah. Where the big guys, you know, in every territory, there are those people who are very famous, people with big names. And they used to have certain holidays where they could gather together. Hallelujah. It was like a practice where they could go and they could sacrifice. They could cook well. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They could barbecue. And this food was first offered to idols. And because Christians did not want to miss it, Christians wanted to be part of the culture, they were going there to mingle and end up eating food that been sacrificed to idols, praise the Lord Almighty, which eventually became their stumbling block, and they begin to bring that culture to the very house of God. And Apostle Paul had to rise up to address the issue. Praise the Lord. He had to rise up to address the issue. There are things that may look normal, but they are not normal. Hallelujah. Because when the enemy wants to rob you of the authority you have in Christ, he will want you to compromise of your standard. Because when you compromise of your standard, you can no longer become a child of God. You can no longer become the beloved of God. You can no longer become the son of God. You can no longer become the daughter of God. Because the devil knows that you have an inheritance in Christ. The devil knows that you have inheritance. You have power in Christ. You have things that God has unleashed from the foundation of the earth. You have authority in Christ. You have mercy in Christ. You have protection in Christ. You have power in Christ to take over up to the territories for the glory of God. You have power to heal. You have power to cast devils. You have power to display the splendor of God. You have power to rebuke unclean spirit. You have power to bring glory in the name of God. The devil understands that when you are a child of God, his kingdom will be shaken. The devil understands when you are a child of God, your prayers will carry weight. Your prayers will save your family members. Your prayers will save the city. Your prayers will save the nation. Your prayers will save the village, because you are a child of God. So the enemy understands that. And because the devil understands that, the place he can put you into stumbling block is to make you compromise. Is to make you feel it is okay. Hallelujah. They will say it is okay. Everyone is doing it. Why should I not doing it? Hallelujah. Why? Everyone is doing it. Eh? You know, some people say, you are becoming holier than thou. You are becoming holier than thou. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everyone is dressing in miniskirts, so let me just dress like them. Everyone is wearing dreads, so let me just put dreads on my child. You know, it's okay. It's culture. But you are raising a demon in your house. You are raising a prostitute in your house. One day you will realize the devil is not out to joke. He's in a mission. Satan is in a mission to kill, to steal, to destroy. Satan is in a mission to take over our land. Satan is in a mission to destroy our young people. And it is hard to stand in the gap. It's for us to start. What agreement as the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. Hallelujah. We are the temple of the living God. Tell yourself, I am the temple of the living God. So we have no partnership with darkness. We have no partnership with idols in the mighty name of Jesus. And he said, I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. So the Lord is saying, I will make my dwelling among them. Do you know your vessel can become a dwelling of God? That where you go, God will be there. God will be there because you have become a woman. You have become a man who carry God, who walks with God. Hallelujah. You will reach to places the atmosphere will change. When you begin to worship, the atmosphere will change. When you begin to preach, the atmosphere changes. In the mighty name of Jesus, because God say, I will be among them. God wanted to be a carrier of him. God wanted to be a carrier of his presence. God wanted to be a carrier of his glory, that wherever you go, you will be able to manifest the glory of God. Wherever you go, you will be able to manifest the presence of God. Wherever you go, you will be able to manifest the power of God, the authority of God. You will command devils, and devils will come out. You will command sickness, and sickness will come out in the mighty name of Jesus, because you carry his glory, you carry his power, you carry his presence. And wherever you go, darkness has to bow in the mighty name of Jesus, because you have separated yourself and you have become a dwelling of the Lord. Therefore, go out from their midst and be separate from them, says the Lord. Go out. Sometimes going out can be very costly. Going out can be very costly. But a time comes in where you have to weigh that. Is God more important to you than friends? Is God more important to you than a boyfriend? Is God more important to you than a girlfriend? Sometimes you have to weigh. Do you trust him enough to obey him? Do you trust him enough? Do you trust God with your life? Do you trust God with your future? Do you trust God with your marriage? Do you trust God with your children? Do you trust God with your ministry? How much do you trust God? Hallelujah. Some of you, if doctor give you direction that you need to do a surgery, you will do it without a question. Some of you, if the doctor give direction that this is the kind of medication you need to take 3 medication 3 times a day, you will follow to the latter. But when God say it the Lord, you question. You question because you don't trust him. You question because you don't have a relationship with him. You question because you don't believe in his word.
And any decision that is made independent of God, it will be difficult for God to help you. When you are in need, God will laugh at you. Because when you are making that decision, you didn't involve it. When you're making that decision, you didn't trust it. When you're making that decision, you didn't believe it. Now you are in trouble. You are crying. Oh, I wish I knew. Why did I marry this guy? This guy is troubling me. This guy is giving me an headache. This woman can make me not to sleep. Oh, you are crying day and night. You want to run away because you didn't believe in God. You didn't believe in the authority of the scripture. You didn't believe in your creator. You didn't believe in the one that breathed onto your nostril and you became alive. You didn't believe on the author and the finisher of your faith. You didn't believe in the creator of the heavens and the earth. You didn't believe in the one that created you, that even from your mother soon be knew you, that you are beautifully created. You are crafted by the hands of God. He is your maker. He is the potter, and you are the clay. Is the Lord to form you to the way he wants you to be? This is the Lord speaking, and he's speaking to you and me. Will you hear him? Or you will calculate the cost. Some people say, I can't leave this man. I can't leave. You know, you are looking at the kind of car the guy is driving. You are looking at the kind of job. Probably you have been waiting to get married, and this non-believer comes to ask you for a hand of marriage. They are rich, they are handsome, they look good, they talk, they crack jokes. You like the jokes they are making, and you know, you are saying, heaven has finally opened to me. Stop lying to yourself. God is not an author of confusion. He stands with his word. If his word say no, obey him. Because God is trying to save you from a lot of trouble. God is trying to save you from a lot of trauma. God is trying to save you from a future that will be buried, not to see the light of the day. God wants your life to be fulfilled. God wants your life to have impact. God wants your life to portray his kingdom on earth. But the kind of decisions you are making today will tell the end destination. Hallelujah. I will make my dwelling among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. The Bible says when we separate, God says, I will come and make my dwelling among them. Sometimes what God looks for is for us to prepare the ground. Hallelujah. When you prepare your heart, when you prepare your spirit, God will draw. He will draw close. He will draw close. He will draw close. Jesus wants to come and make his dwelling among us. From a heart that is yielded to his word. From a heart that is willing to let go of the world and embrace him. There's a singer that once sang, I cannot trade you with silver or gold. You are my everything. What it is that you can trade with God? What it is that you can drop God to pick it up? Is he a man? Is he a job? Is it silver? Is it gold? Is it a relationship? Anything you give up for the sake of his kingdom is not lost. Sometimes there is a dying process to separate. Sometimes you will lose friends because of what you believe in. Sometimes you will lose connection because of what you believe in. Sometimes you will go through persecution because you don't want to look like them. You don't want to talk like them. You don't want to dress like them. You don't want to behave like them. They may persecute you, but there is a glory for persecution. There is a glory for persecution. There is a glory. There is a glory. There is a glory. There is a glory that will come upon you because you have chosen to be with your Maker. God is saying, I will draw near among them. Jehovah Adonai, the God of Israel, El Shaddai, Hadoshem, he say, I will draw. God want to draw near you. God want to draw near your house, but you need to start cleaning your house, and you need to start removing those demonic things that you have decorated your home with. You need to start cleansing everything, removing everything that doesn't glorify the King of Glory, and allow the Lord of Hosts to come and have this sanctuary in your heart. Allow the Lord of Hosts to come and have this sanctuary in your home. Then he say, I will be your God. Do you know what it means when somebody talk like that? In other words, God is saying, I will be your lawyer. I will be your defense. I will be your protector. Hallelujah. Whoever messes with you now will mess with me. I will speak on your behalf. I will be your attorney. Hallelujah. I will guide you. I will put a shield around you. If God is for us, who can be against us? There are people that had relationship with God where they reach to that place where they say, if God is for us, if God is for us, who can mess with us? If God is for us, what nation can trouble us? If God is for us, what devil can mess with us? If God is for us, what devil, what power, what principality, what darkness, what man? Do you know it is nice to have somebody protecting you who no man can defeat? Hallelujah. I know there are people I'm speaking who will listen to this somewhat, who have hired security to protect them. Hallelujah. You have hired hundreds of security. They are running behind your tail to protect you. Praise the Lord. They are running. You have hired a gate man to protect your building. Praise the Lord. You have put security people to protect you. Hallelujah. But these are men. These are men. They can sleep in their job. These are men. They can fall sick. These are men. But we serve a God, Jehovah Gabon, mighty in battle. We serve a God that have never lost any battle. We serve the creator of all. If God say, I will be their God. I will be their God. Who can mess with somebody whom the Lord is their God? Glory be to God. Do know this God, deliver the children of Israel in a mighty way from Egypt, that the glory went over the nations. But when they are, the nation of Israel is coming nearby, terror filled the neighboring nations, because they knew that there is a God above them. There is a king above them. There is a rock above them who afflicted the whole nation of Israel of Egypt and brought them with a mighty deliverance. And because of that, the nations feared the people of Israel, because there was a name over the nation. There was a name that was protecting the whole nation. In the mighty name of Jesus, when God become your God, he will protect you, he will shield you, he will bless you, he will favor you, he will make you strong, he will make you to multiply and be fruitful and eat the good of the land, and his arms will be wrapped around you, and nobody is permitted submitted to men with whom God have chosen is the reason he sent forth his word. Touch not my anointed. Do no harm to my prophets. God spoke to the kings of the earth. Do you know, during that time, kings were considered to have a crazy power. And at that time, the nation of Israel didn't have a king, a physical king, but they had a spiritual king. So the spiritual king spoke in the chambers of the spirit. The spiritual king of Israel spoke in the chambers of the spirit through the mouths of his prophets. And he said, touch not my anointed. Do no harm to my prophets, says the Lord. And the kings of the earth obeyed. Because there was a sovereign God ahead of them. God is saying, I will come and be your God. I will come. That situation that I've been bothering you, when God steps, the devil will flee. That sickness that have been bothering you, when God steps, the devil will run away. In the mighty name of Jesus, when God steps in your situation, those troubles of decades, those infirmities of decades, those devils that have been troubling your mind, when God steps, they will flee. When he steps in his glory, when he stepped in his majesty, no wonder he said, a land dwelling in darkness, I've seen a great light. When the king stepped, a light come, and darkness cannot endure anymore. Darkness has to wrap up and leave. In the mighty name of Jesus, affliction has to wrap up and leave. And clean spirit has to wrap up and leave. In the mighty name of Jesus, because when he come, he bring deliverance. When he comes, he brings salvation. When he comes, he brings the light of his truth. When he comes, he brings the wisdom from the heart of the Father. When he comes, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the good news to the poor. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When the Spirit come, when the Lord come, because you have chosen to separate yourself, you have chosen to set yourself apart for the King of glory. He say, I will come. The Lord wanna come. Will you allow him to come? He wanna come to your house. He wanna come to your heart. He wanna come to your ministry. But will you allow the king to come? There are things that you do as a person, and God will come. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. When you become the people of God, you become a resource. Hallelujah. You become a resource in the hands of God. Therefore, go out from their midst. Therefore, go out. You see, God is repeating this over and over because he wants this to sink. He wants this message to sink. Because sometimes we hear things, but we don't take time to meditate on the weight of the word. We don't take time to meditate on the promises in the word. So we treat the word of God very shallowly. Do you know what it means to become a child of God? Do you know what it means to become a daughter of God? You will not fear any darkness. You will not fear any man when you become a child of God. Because there will be princely anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There will be royalty among you. Upon you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Have you ever seen people that when their manager, their earthly manager talks to them, they're afraid? Eh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, there's a place where I used to work when people see a supervisor coming nearby, everybody is pretending, oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But when there's royalty, you know your place is higher. You know you are seated with Christ in heavenly places. No man is permitted to take advantage of you. Some of you, even in your workplace, people take advantage of you. Your supervisors are taking advantage of you. Your manager is taking advantage of you because you don't know who you are. You don't know your place as a child of God. You don't know your place as a child of a king. You don't mess with a princess. You don't mess with a prince in the kingdom. Because they govern territories. They govern regions. They make decrees. They command the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. They know their place in the spirit. They know their covering. They know their inheritance. You can't play with their inheritance. You can't hold on to what belongs to them. You can't hold on to their promotion because they know themselves. You know, some of you, you know, your promotion is long overdue, but you are afraid to talk about it. Hallelujah. There are people in that company that are getting promoted ahead of you. Hallelujah. And you are the one deserving promotion, but because you don't know yourself, people even steal what belongs to you. They take advantage of you because you don't understand where you should be reigning. You should be reigning where Christ is seated in heavenly places. And for you to reach there, you have to become a son like Jesus. Jesus was a son. And because Jesus was a son, God gave him all power. Ooh, God gave him authority. Hallelujah. He was known as the King of the Jews. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, he exhibited power. He exhibited authority. Ayabaratatata. Reke payano hota labagadile ketezebetele kedegadagada. Ze patalaba haduza labarante edozovaratata. Ze ketele ketorabataratapa. When you are a son, fear will leave you. Fear of men, fear of devils, fear of demons will leave you. When you know your place in the kingdom, when you know you are a son, you shall be my people. Therefore, go out, go out, go out from their midst and be separate from them, says the Lord. Be separate. The Lord is saying, I want to do great things. But because you are not willing to separate, you hinder me. You hinder my movement. You hinder my glory. You hinder what I want to do. Be willing. Be willing to stand for Jesus in the midst of a crooked, twisted, perverse generation. Stand as a light. Apostle Peter told that, repent and turn away from evil. Come out from a crooked, a twisted, and perverse generation. Do you know there are what we call crooked or twisted or perverse? They're just living anyhow. They're living with no boundary. They're living with no gear. They're living with no direction. And you want to be among them. For what? God will not use a vessel like that. God is looking for people that will stand. And they will become sons. They will become sons. And I will be a father to you. How many people want the Lord to be their father? Hallelujah. Some of us, you may not have a natural father, but the Lord is saying, if you do this, what I'm saying right now, I will be a father. I will be a father to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I will be a father. Glory be to God. You know, some of us, we were not raised with fathers, so we don't understand our father can be very important. Hallelujah. Because a father can defend you.
A father can nurture you. A father can protect you. A father can provide for you. A father can prepare. The Bible says a good father leaves an inheritance for his children. So there are pills that you as a son you need to have, but you need a father. There are operations in the spirit that you need to have, but you need a father. There are giftings in the spirit that you need to have, but you need a father. There are authorities in the spirit that you need to have, but you need a father to give you those authority so that you operate the same way God spoke on behalf of his son. And he said, "This is my beloved son, listen to him." God put a signature on his son as a father. He put authority on his son as a father. And he said, "Listen to him." When you become, when God become a father to you, he will put authority in you. But when you speak, men will listen. Because he knows you operate in submission to authority of your father. God will share his authority with you that will go to territories of darkness and break the hold of the enemy in those territories because you carry authority from your father. You are not coming on your own accord. You are coming because your heavenly father have sent you. Hallelujah. Jesus was bold as a lion because he knew his father was backing him. He said, "I can pray to the Father, and the Father will send myriads of warfare angels to come and protect me. But I must do the will of my Father." Hallelujah. He knew he had a protector. He knew he had a father whom he can call him. He knew he had a father whom he trusted. He knew he had a father whom he can call any time, any hour, any minute, even in the midst of the night. He can call on him and they will house speedily. Because he knew he had a father. That's why when Jesus rose, went to raise Lazarus, when he was standing at the tomb, he began to cry and he called on to his father. He called on to his father and the father answered speedily. And Lazarus came out of the grave because he understood the kind of relationship he had with the father. The kind of relationship you have with your father will determine how far you can go. The kind of relationship you have with your father will determine the kind of territories you will conquer. The kind of relationship you have with your father will determine the kind of authority you will be able to command. The Lord is bargaining with us. The Lord is speaking to us. The Lord is making us know what we are missing because we are not willing to separate. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons. Not son, my sons, so we can be many. Hallelujah. We can be many in the name of Jesus. We can be many as RTD Church International. We can be many as restoration of the tent of David. We can be many sons. We can be many daughters. So the Lord is not leaving ladies out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We can be many in the mighty name of Jesus. God is not leaving sons out. God is not leaving daughters out, says the Lord Almighty. Let us stand on our feet in the name of Jesus and allow the Spirit of the Lord to speak to us. Is there something that we need to separate so that he may come? The Lord wanna visit our tent. He wanna dwell among us. He wanna show us great things, unsearchable things. He wanna do mighty miracles in our midst if we are willing to separate. He will work out wonders in our midst. He will do miracles that will cause ears of men to tingle because the Lord has come. I want you to open your heart to Him and allow God to search you. Allow God to search your heart, to search your mind, to search your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And if there is anything that needs to be reconciled with God, if there is anything that carries the image of darkness in your life, remove it, remove it. It might be in your house, whatever it is that doesn't glorify God. Any door that you have opened to the enemy, a time come that you need to close that door in the mighty name of Jesus and begin to embrace the King of Glory. Is willing to come where you are in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray, I thank you. I love you, mighty God. Thank you for your word that you have sent forth. Hallelujah. Reka payanta makoro boshata. Rekete setele baranto no mozande. Ye patara bababababoshata. Reke paranta makonto zitelegedea. Open your heart unto Him. The Lord wants to embrace you. He wanted to become a child of Him. He wanted to become a daughter of Him. Open your heart to Him. Open your heart. He has spoken to you in an intimate way. He has spoken to you. God is calling you. He's calling you to come out among them. He's calling you to come out, come out, come out, come out of that bad company. Come out of that bad relationship. Come out, come out, come out. He wants to use you for His glory. He wants to use you to be a light unto the nations. He wants to use you to be a son, to be a daughter. May your heart be open to Him. May you listen to the voice of God, that this day that the Lord has made, when the Lord spoke, may you hear Him. May you hear the direction of your Father, because He wants to use you. He wants to impact you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords. Father, I thank you for the authority of your word. For you send forth your word, and it shall accomplish that which you send it. In the mighty name of Jesus, may your word settle in our spirit. May your word be the one that fell on the good soil. And Father, if there is anything in our heart that is not aligned with your truth, we repent of it. We repent of it. Cleanse us, O Lord. Deliver us, O God. Draw us closer to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.